Welcome to 3 Good Minutes with your host, Dr. Richard Wing.
Greetings to all of you. My name is Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes. I want to honor today the memory of my deep, good, and abiding friend by the name of Dr. Thomas Lane Butts, a Methodist minister. I worked with him, along with Scott Peck, in doing community building workshops, and every time I would be with him, I became aware of the wounds that he carried with him from the 1950s in seeking to get black and white folk together in Alabama. He grew up there, went to a northern seminary, and so when he came back down to the south and was assigned to a church by the bishop, it was immediately a time that people gathered around him and said, "Now, we know that you've been educated up there in the north and you are an integrationist and we want nothing to do with it, so don't even bring it up." Well, if he knew Tom, later on he said, "Well, why don't we get together with some black congregations on a Sunday evening service, have a united service?" They didn't like that. He pressed it a little bit, and then they decided in that little church to absolutely freeze him out by holding on their money, no money coming in the collection plate. And so Tom knew he was done there. And on a Saturday night, he was filling out his resignation letter saying, "I just need to leave here," and was asking the bishop to appoint him some other place. And all of a sudden, just as he was writing that letter, a Cadillac came up to the church on that Saturday late afternoon. And there was a blonde woman who stepped out and walked into the church and knocked on his door. And she said, "I understand what you're doing here, and it's a good thing. And I know people are freezing you on out. I heard about that. I'm not a member of your church. But here is the money that will keep you going and keep your witness going." And she laid down a whole bunch of $100 bills. Now, I don't know about you, but back in the 1950s, I didn't know what a $100 bill looked like. And so Tom said he didn't know exactly what to do. And so most of his time was spent running around the county, taking $100 bills and breaking it down into 20s and 5s and 10s and 1s. So then how do I get it into the offering plate? So they would take the offering on Sunday and the plates would come forward. He would take them. They're totally empty. He would turn around and face the altar and say, "Now let us pray. Oh, Lord, we thank you for all of your many blessings." And he would take all of the dollars that he had changed throughout the county and put them into the offering plate and kept it going. And people couldn't figure out exactly how they kept sustaining themselves and where the money was coming from. And Tom talked about that woman to me who came over and over again to keep that little church going and to keep him from being discouraged. And in fact, he left that congregation to a larger church. And to this day, to his dying day, he did not know who that woman was. I want you to think about angels of mercy, unexpected affirmations, joy, and encouragement that have come out of nowhere in your life. And maybe today, just thank God for those little shafts of light that came from people and made all the difference. This woman certainly did that with Tom, and he remembered her presence forever. This is Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes, wishing you all the very best.